Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And you're very welcome to Jungle Fever. We are your I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2018 podcast, out every Monday, Wednesday and Friday over the course of the show. And make sure to download and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a second of the action. And we have a ton of stuff to talk about today on our sixth episode. Ellen and Dara are here as usual. And guys, last night's show, I think last night was a turning point of it's going to start getting evil for a lot of people.
I feel like it has gotten evil.
Do you? I've been watching a bit like, nah, it could be worse. I thought Anne's try last night was a lot, like, I am terrified of everything. And I could have done Anne's. Do you not feel, it was a bit like, come on, Anne.
We were discussing last day, I think they've gone really extreme really early. So, yeah, maybe a different opinion to yourself, that, like, they're eating stuff really early on and drinking stuff, like, way before previous years. So, I think they've had it pretty tough so far.
Do you think the Colosseum fell in its arse?
A little bit.
It's kind of like they used it last night for something else, and I was a bit, oh yeah, the Colosseum.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what are they talking about? There's no consistency. I'm like, are we promoting a movie here, or why?
Yeah, they had to obviously put some kind of theme on it to make Noel the top of the charts,
right? Okay.
So, but yeah, it's like for such a big set, in my opinion, it's gone now. You know, that thing is over. So yeah, maybe ditch that. I'm not sure if
ITV probably bought the set for something else that got cancelled, and they were like, sure,
X Factor.
That would be better, putting the X Factor lads in a pit of lines. Yeah. So we're at halfway point now, Dara. What do you think's worked so far? Halfway point.
Worked so far. I think the camp in general, everyone really getting on. The real positive vibe to win stars, get food, help everybody out. Some might say, though, that's a negative thing because there's no fighting, there's no like aggro or anything like that. But I think it's really, really fun.
Do you think if they did fight, it would be like your parents fighting? You know, when your parents fight, you're like, oh, stop fighting. I kind of feel we're at that stage of people being comfortable now. Like last night with the candle wax and John Barrowman, I was a bit like, don't be angry, don't be angry, don't be angry. Before I was like, go on, lose the run of
yourself. It's so weird. Like previous years, I've always found myself rooting for harmony. I just wanted everyone to get along, and that is what kept me invested. But now that I have that, I just want complete chaos, like, and carnage.
I want people
to cry and scream. And I think it's like when you're in like a relationship and you're like, they're too nice to you, you get bored and you just want to like cause a row. Like that's what I'm like feeling towards this camp at the minute.
What do you think hasn't worked so far, Ellen? What's been the thing that you're a bit like, oh?
What hasn't worked? Probably that people get on too well, because like when you think, I always sound like the worst person in the world on this podcast, but I think like it's those moments that you remember. Are we going to remember the 2018 I'm a Celebrity? You know, what are you going to say about
you're
it?
You're right, yeah. I think I'll remember Harry Redknapp.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I think I'll remember out of it. You know,
it's kind of like it's the Gillian fainting and the Lady C screaming at everyone. Those are the things that make a series memorable, and I feel like we haven't had that yet.
Yeah, there's no one even. Yeah. There's no one getting together. Remember, like the Katie Price and Peter Andre days.
Yeah.
There's no attraction to anybody. There's no arguments. I think it's very plain, and I don't see it changing.
I think the lineup is incredible, but I just think it's missing that bit of drama.
Controversial, but do you think the younger campmates are drowning out? They're not like Malik. Yesterday a bit was in it, but James, Rita, to a certain extent, is still the younger Fleuriste. Like, they're not getting as much as Nick's getting, as Noel's getting, as Anne and as Harry. I just feel that they're... I don't think James spoke two or three words last night.
No, I think they're definitely not getting the airtime. And it's probably because Noel and Harry probably cost producers an absolute fortune to get. So they're probably trying to get their screen time.
Yeah, do you know what? I think... I'm not a fan of the kind of the Geordie Shores and all that, but I think that's actually what's missing. There's no reality TV stars.
Get out of here
there's
now.
No,
you're fired.
There's no reality TV stars in there. There's no one shouting and getting, like, you know, there's no Vicky Patterson's in there to, like...
Oh, like, to know the game. They know how to make TV. Yeah,
yeah,
I get you.
You know, that way, there's none of these kind of, like, every year there's been, like, you're Georgia Toffolo, you're Vicky Patterson's, you know, these people who are, like, you know...
Big energies.
Yeah. And think,
or play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so initially I think it was a real positive from my point of view that there was no one in there like that. But now I'm like, oh, maybe it's kind of missing someone like that who's used to kind of a reality TV.
Yeah, well, look, there's what, a week and a half left? Mm. Could they put someone else in it? You know, some
of the
shakers.
I feel like they should. There's normally been like two.
Yeah.
You know, every year, so.
Now, it's not on our notes here, but what's ruined it for me is Rebecca Vardy. I've said it before. But seeing their conversations all the time now, I now have it in my head that a producer's in there going, right, lads, talk about Brexit, I'm gone. So it's not that they're being told what to do, but they're just, they're creating a storyboard of, you know, bits and pieces and all that. Like Harry Redknapp talking about Pentang, you know.
The,
I was a bit like, how did that
Painting.
Come up? Pentang, yeah. I was a bit like
painting.
He kept on saying, he was like, oh, myself and Sandra be painting.
Crossy's not down with the kids.
No thank you. Nick Knowles is now favourite to win. And Ellen, you're not too happy.
It's not that I let me just clear it up, right? It's not that I dislike Nick. I just feel like he's playing a game, and I feel like when I want someone to be lovely and for me to feel like they're genuinely being lovely.
Yeah.
What else can he do?
He can sit down, calm a bit, tell a few jokes, just be himself, and I'll probably warm to him. But it's just so full on all the time. He's like, what can I do to look good? Oh, Anne, let me give you a head massage. Like, he's like one step off, you know, like rubbing her feet in the morning.
Yeah.
Like.
And I read online earlier on that Emily Atack and him are tipped to be lovers as well.
I saw that.
Wow.
And yeah, apparently he's had a trail of young ones.
Wow.
And he was with a girl from Emmerdale after his ex-wife, who was also young as well. And I think he was with her for about 2 weeks and then dumped her when the paps... And I read that article last night and it was a bit like, ah, here now, come
he
on.
He does have a reputation as being a serial dater and dumper kind of a situation.
Yeah.
But... like, he has this rumour about him that once women hit 30, he dumps them.
Yes.
So I don't know whether that's true or not.
Goodbye, Emily.
If it does, Emily's only 29, so it will probably be a short-lived romance.
I will get a little showman out of that. Yeah, but I think you're onto something with him. I think he's been a bit too nice. I think they need to be more starved, I think, maybe. And then the cracks will start to show. Holly's been tipped to be Anton Deck as best presenter. I actually get that. I'm warming to her a lot more than I did at the start. I love her, but I just didn't think she was right to be with Deck at this.
I think she deserves an awful lot of credit for doing what she did. Like, she was always going to get backlash on Twitter when she took over that role. She was always going to get the comments like, oh, it's not the same without Anne.
Yeah,
like, those
kind
of comments. But I think she's just smashed it, and she's come in and she's been herself. She
showed how good she actually is, taking this massive role, replacing an iconic figure. And yeah, to use an I'm a Celebrity, get me out here, she smashed it.
I love her. Ah, smashed it.
What about the jokes? I think she's getting into the jokes now, which is not making it as bad seeing Deck constantly having to hold it up.
The issue though I actually had with the jokes is not that Deck was holding it up, but I felt that Deck was getting all the jokes and she kind of just had to be the one to be like, ah, so funny. Like, she wasn't getting the...
I think they probably had to, without giving her stuff straight away, I think would have been too obvious to give her joke straight away, and oh, they're trying to, you know, build her up. I think maybe it did take a week or two, which has happened,
because I think she is naturally very funny. Like, she's very funny.
Yeah, she's celebrity juice. She's hilarious.
She's gas. She's gas. And actually, a friend of mine works on This Morning. Is one of the producers there, and said she's mad.
Yeah,
like, so, you know, she's the girl on the night out that everyone goes out with. You know, she's a session mod kind of.
Brilliant.
There you have it, exclusive. Yeah. Holly Willoughby's a session mod.
Session mod. Some comments. Well played there, and so much sensory input during the challenge. They could have gone very differently. Love the singing to distract yourself. That would be my tactic too. And then another one, well polite until she said bollocks. loving her chatting to the critters. I would have been like that as well. I would have been chatting, excuse me, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, please. And I'm just picking up on what you said there, Dara. Someone said, Holly is an absolute pain in the arse. And I'm a celebrity. Hurry back, aunt. You know what? I don't know. Is Ant and Dec over?
I don't think Ant and Dec is over, but I think...
It'll never be the same.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I think there's kind of a dark cloud over the Ant and Dec world. And I don't know whether it'll ever be gone.
And I think, in fairness, they're lucky in a way because anyone else that crashes a car or does something like that, you know, drink drives or whatever, drug drives, they would, you know, they'd lose whatever it is. But I find with this, like, it's Ant and Dec. No, it's... And I think they've lost that shine of being the perfect, and they were perfect. Like,
they could never do no wrong.
Yeah, well, they were never on the media doing anything wrong.
And I think it's absolutely, like, it'd be so hard for Dec as well. And I think he might then go on and try and maybe do a little solo.
On his own. Right, quick ones here. Who do you think halfway and who's going to be the biggest winner of it all? Money-wise, career-wise?
God, it's a tough question, isn't it? Hard.
There's Harry will just be Harry. But a bit more popular. You know, that way. I think Nick Knowles will probably just get another DIY show out of it. Again, probably on a better time and a better channel, that kind of thing.
I think the big winner, while I don't think she'll win the show, I think Emily Atack is going to give herself a little bit of a boost.
Unless she does something really crazy in the next while that's going to kick her off that.
I think I could see her getting more jobs, maybe doing like presenting, that kind of stuff. I don't think she'll win it, but I definitely think her career will see a massive spike because of it.
I think Fleur East
is just going to say, yeah.
I think in radio or television, I think the whole music career, I think she should. Her laugh is infectious. She reminds me of Alicia Dixon.
She's very warm and she's quite pleasant to watch. I find her very likable. So.
Yeah. No, I think so.
Yeah, good call.
The young ones, I don't really know. I think Malik's just going to go back doing Hollyoaks.
Sarah.
So, I saw a clip of tonight's episode. Wow. She has to eat a cow's nipple. You know, like the cow's teeth. Yeah, tonight. And they're all different colours for different cows. And she was like, oh, one of them looks like chocolate, one of them looks like vanilla, one looks like dark chocolate. And Holly's face through the whole 40 seconds that I saw is pretty grim. So I think tonight is the night when it gets very evil. This is the first eating and drinking. I nearly said sucking. It's the teeth. Eating and drinking. Yeah, no, they actually eat the teeth. They don't suck them.
Jesus.
Their teeth, aren't they? You know, they're cows.
Yeah,
they eat them.
Nice and rubbery.
This year is gruesome.
Yeah, it really is.
They're really going for it.
Which I'm liking. I like a bit of filth. It might break them all up. So that is it for episode 6 of Jungle Fever, your I'm a Celebrity podcast for this year's show. Join us on Friday. We'll have Jen Hatton in here. She's a gas woman on the L Instagrams and Twitter. We'll have her in talking about predictions and who does she think will be crowned king or queen of the jungle in 2018. And please make sure to subscribe right now to the Jungle Fever podcast so you don't miss any of her shows over the next 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.